In Isle of Wight news, Vectus Radio has given vital support to enable Isle of Wight Search and Rescue to dramatically improve its ability to operate across the island. Isle of Wight SAR was awarded funding from Morrison's Foundation for new digital radios and infrastructure to improve communication between search operatives and its control room, but needed some way of boosting its reach to more remote areas. Now, Vectus Radio, the island's communication radio station, has stepped in to improve space and transmitter mast just outside Newport. Dean Tourette, founder of Isle of Wight Search and Rescue, said without the support of Vectus Radio, the organisation would have really struggled. He said, "We are a voluntary group called in by the police as required to search for high-risk missing people, ranging from children to people with dementia." Kelvin Curie, director of Vectus Radio, said the station was very happy to help house the equipment and provide space on the mast to give better coverage. He said, "We both use radio communication to serve the community, although in very different ways, and we work closely together when needed. This collaboration benefits the whole community and we are very pleased to be able to help." In other news, this week's upcoming Osborne Horse Trials 2019 are cancelled by organisers due to not enough entries for the competition, which is due to take place on Tuesday, July 23rd and Wednesday, July 24th. A statement from the organisers said, "We are devastated to have to announce the cancellation of Osborne Horse Trials 2019. We have worked hard to deliver the event again this year, with many changes and developments planned. However, we now find ourselves in a position where there are not enough entries for the competition." And finally, Brading Roman Villa is exhibiting hordes of ancient coins. The venue has been included in the British Museum and Salisbury Museum partnership exhibition, Hordes, A Hidden History of Ancient Britain. Within the Brading Hoard collection are four hoards from Brystone, Freshwater, Corborne and Shawfleet. However, more than 30 hoards of ancient coins have been found on the island over the centuries, all discovered by local metal detectorists. Visitors can explore the exhibit inclusive in their visit until September 28th. More news in an hour. I'm Emily Lujan.